B-Pod Studios.
Ready, set, go!
This is Checkpoint XP Daily, your daily dose of esports and video game discussion. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Beasley Esports XP. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome into Checkpoint XP Daily for Wednesday, September 25th, 2019, your home for esports and gaming. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll talk about Louis Vuitton getting into business with League of Legends. Plus, we're going to play Spot the Fake to see if you can discern the difference between traditional sports headlines and esports headlines.
Oh, this is cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun one. Those conversations are ahead here today on Checkpoint XP Daily, but we start today taking a look ahead towards the weekend. It's a big weekend, guys, and I should probably start by saying this is going to be our last daily show until next Tuesday.
Yeah, we're going to have a little bit of some time off here. Well,
yeah, there's a little bit of downtime. Yeah, no, and by downtime, I just mean on the show itself. The channel will be live tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. It will.
We will be here. Joe and Robbie will be here. I understand you guys are going to be playing League of Legends and Overwatch and trying to tutor one another.
We're going to be teaching each other the ins and outs. That's right.
All right.
He'll be coaching me in League of Legends, and then I'll watch him crash and burn in Overwatch.
So it'll be a special edition of Checkpoint XP Daily tomorrow. There will be no podcast, and then Friday will also be off as well. And then we don't actually return until like 9 o'clock on Monday.
Yeah. We would be doing the show on Monday. Yeah. You guys will be flying in the air.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
So if you need your fix, keep your eyes tuned to our social medias.
That's right.
But Norris and I are going to be heading out to San Diego, for the weekend for TwitchCon.
TwitchCon, boy. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. And here's one reason why I'm super excited about TwitchCon is the fact that number one, never been. It's my first time at TwitchCon.
Same.
First time in San Diego for me.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I've never been to San Diego.
San Diego's a pretty awesome town.
And on top of that, I just looked at all the people that are going to be there, people that we know, people that I would like to meet. And it just looks like a really cool place that it just feels like I'm not pressured. I don't feel like this. It feels like a place that doesn't have pressure. But I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Super excited.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot that's going down. I think we can say we'll be at the 100 Thieves party on Thursday.
Yep.
Gonna see. I think Lil Dicky is performing.
Yes. Yeah. Lil Dicky is performing. Also,
I can't wait for that.
We'll be at the big party too.
That's right.
For TwitchCon. So if you guys are out in the San Diego area or be in TwitchCon or at TwitchCon, anything
it's open,
TwitchCon adjacent.
It's open to the public, but it's sold out for the first time this year.
Yeah. So if you guys are around, let us know.
That's right.
We'll be there from Thursday to Monday-ish.
Yeah.
Sunday night. Monday we'll be traveling.
Yeah. So, but I mean, like, I got to be honest. I'm a little bit anxious.
Really?
I don't travel well. I haven't traveled.
Gotten better, though.
I've gotten better at it, but we were also, like, we were doing, you know, trips like every 3 months,
mm-hmm.
right? So it's been about a year since my last outing, which would have been to Vegas last year.
Well, you're not lugging
exactly
200 pounds of equipment.
The body bag around with
you. Yeah, that's actually the thing that I think I'm looking forward to about this one is that I don't have to lug a ton of equipment.
Mm-hmm. Pack light for a change.
Yeah, I could actually pack clothes.
Yeah.
Instead of just equipment.
Wait, have you not been packing clothes when all those other chips we've
No, he's
in?
Saying like he could get cute is what he's saying.
No, he's saying he's going to have he's
No,
have more
that's
than
not
two
what
shirts,
I'm, that's
what
not
saying.
At all.
Come on, buddy.
I can pack a second pair of pants.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Why would you?
I don't
know. Threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Thank you, Robbie.
Yeah, I got you.
Probably wouldn't use them, but
yeah.
It's nice.
But
to,
he has them.
It's nice to have a pair of khakis, I guess.
You never know when you're going to need another. Yeah.
Here's the problem. Every time I wear a pair of khakis, I split the crotch. I don't know how.
I know how.
It's an amazing superpower.
Animals.
Damn
you're
it,
all
Joe.
Just animals.
So yeah, I don't. I'm looking forward to the weekend. just a little anxious about the traveling.
No, for sure.
I don't like leaving Fritz alone.
I can't wear khakis, man. I look like a member of like the Young Black Republican or something like that. Like, I just can't do it.
I mean, it is the uniform of the lame. So
yeah. Walking around some cotton dockers.
I have just enough lameness in me to justify owning a pair of khakis.
You know, I don't own.
There was a time in my life where I didn't own any.
I mean, if I see you wear khakis, I'm firing you.
I'll do you one better.
I've worn khakis around you.
I don't own any more khakis currently, but when I worked at Laser Quest.
Oh, that was a uniform, wasn't it?
I had khaki shorts.
Oh! Yeah.
Were not great.
Were they khaki cargo shorts?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, guys.
Settle down, old man.
Was that part of the uniform?
I mean, you could wear, as long as they were khakis, you could have long khakis.
You wore them by choice?
Ugh. Oh, in the summertime? Yeah, I did. Oh, God, it was so hot in there.
I mean, I believe it, but still, though. I would have found anything else.
Yeah, no, sorry. Fashion over function, man.
In that case, for sure.
My boss, who I replaced, wore jorts. Yeah.
All right.
So at least I was a step up from that.
Like, are we talking like Lieutenant Dingle from Reno 911?
No, yeah. We're talking
Stone Cold.
We're talking 2009 John Cena jorts.
That's even worse. Mm-hmm.
Oh, those are bad.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'd rather have the Daisy Dukes.
Yeah.
Not on this, man. You wouldn't. No.
But anyway, while we're talking all that foolishness, Robbie is also going to be going.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Other side of the country, out in Philly for the Overwatch League Grand Finals. I fly out a day after you guys. That's how you're going to get the stream still of me and Joe playing a little bit of League and Overwatch. But I actually get like sort of a little bit of a day off between there, because by the time I get into town on Friday, they'll have the OWL Media Day, which
you make it on time this time?
I should. I get in at 9 o'clock, and I don't think Media Day starts till like 3.
Okay.
So last time you guys had a delayed flight, right?
Yeah. A three-hour delay.
We got there as it ended, but it was also a lot earlier in the evening. I think it started at noon. It started over by like 2. The other reason I'm kind of excited about it, though, is at the previous media day last year, they had like several members of the teams there. So it was really hard kind of preparing questions, because you got like, you know, generalized one sort of group questions and stuff like this. This time they have a single representative from each team.
Did they give a list?
There is a list. Yeah. Awesome. In fact, shout out to Dot Esports, who had the only actual full list out there. So thank you to Liz Richardson. I literally Googled for like 20 minutes before I found it. Like even on the media Discord, there wasn't even a list there.
Damn.
So
I'm in the Discord. Yeah. I was going to say, I didn't see it.
So it's nice to be able to prepare, like be like, oh, okay, you know, Uprising, Blase, we can ignore him and just skip over that. But, you know, Gamsu will be there, want to talk to him. Jae-Hung will be there, want to talk to him, you know.
Jae-Hung.
It's nice. Yeah. Yeah. Aw, Jae-Hung.
He's just give him a hug for me.
Yeah. I'll do my best. I'll be like, this is from a guy you don't know.
This is a hug from a friend.
Yeah.
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 Just a hug from
but then
a friend.
Saturday,
maybe don't do that. Maybe just don't.
I won't. I probably won't.
Okay, thank you.
But then Saturday, nothing's going on. So I will be doing some work, putting some stories up, writing some stuff, hopefully, you know, turning some of the audio that I get into some, you know, neat little content. But for the most part, Saturday is going to be sort of free and open, and I'm kind of a little disappointed that it's just going to be me out there, because normally when we travel, it's me and you, Norris, right?
And shake and bake.
Exactly, shake and bake. And you know, you do a lot of traveling yourself, so you know how to, you know, go out, you know, find the cool places and stuff like that. So I have no idea what I'm going to be doing Saturday. I know that at one point there will be a checkpoint sort of get together, a meetup. So if you happen to be out in the Philly area, again, keep your eyes glued to social media. Keep an eye out for that, because I'll let you know where we're going to be getting, and, you know, just get together, have some drinks.
So here's the play. When I touch down, I'll throw you some ideas from what I got when I hit the pavement in Philly.
All right, fair enough.
There's some places to go, and we've got some listeners out in Philly
That's true, too.
Who definitely can come through and provide to you a primer of greater Philadelphia.
I know that I should be seeing Decibels out there. I don't think
New York should be out there. New York should be out there. If you're from New York, York and you're an Overwatch fan and you're not mm-hmm. going to Philly,
I think Flint Sandy and his brother's going to be out there again, too. We've met them a few times yep. on the road, so yep. that's cool. And then what I'm actually most excited about, because it wasn't until just a few days ago that I realized that they were doing this, because they didn't have it at last year's Grand Finals, is there is going to be like a fan experience leading up to the Grand
Very
Finals,
good.
Like
that's
cosplays
good.
And, you know, cool kind of stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they have planned.
I don't know where they would have did it at the one previous, to be honest. They didn't have the space.
Fair. Unless they did it out. Well, no, because
they didn't
so
have room
people.
Outside.
No, they didn't. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
You looking forward to seeing Questlove?
Who? He doesn't know who Questlove is.
I know the part
is.
Of the Roots.
Okay.
You heard one of us say that yesterday.
Yeah, say that yesterday.
But look, it can't be worse than DJ Khaled. It can't be.
It can't. Overwatch me.
It can be worse than that. Okay.
I was doing one of our quick hits earlier or yesterday, and I think the end of that is like Questlove, the bar has been set low. You should be able to beat this.
Yeah, but overall, yes, really, really excited. So,
well, cool. And then Joe,
I'm going to be here.
Oh, right, that's right. You don't get to
just
do anything.
Being a dad.
I mean, it is the final weekend for Ren Faire, so we're doing a big tailgate.
I noticed. Remember, he sent the invitation to all of us to join him at the Renfest tailgate the weekend we're all gone.
I literally sent it and went, oh, none of them are going to be able to attend.
Yeah, fancy that.
I wasn't heartbroken about it, I won't lie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds fun, I guess. You've been doing that every weekend for like 3 weeks, though.
I know. I had to miss the first 3 weeks of Ren Faire because of travel.
Right.
And now I've gone every weekend since.
I'm white, you know? I'm white.
That's all he has to look forward to.
It's true. I don't know what I'm going to do next weekend. That's it.
I'll be in
New York next weekend.
Well, not just that, but it's Halloween season. You know what I'm saying? You can make an Apple Orchard move.
Well, you know, every year that Ren Faire should stay open through Halloween, because that'd be an awesome place to do a Halloween event.
It kind of would. Although this year, could get really cold, though. That's the problem.
Not with climate change?
Yeah, in 5 years' time, it'll be no worse.
Nah, but knowing Michigan, it'll mess around and be like 32 degrees
on
Halloween.
There's a group that is coming in, and they are doing events all through October at the Renfest grounds.
No kidding. Cool. What are they doing?
Like these, like they're doing like a zombie survival 5K run, and like, they're doing all kinds of really cool things.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It runs right up through Halloween. I'm like, see, that's a great use of it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, because it is getting colder by the end of then, you can actually wear like plate mail, chain mail, or heavy outfits and not die in them.
That's a good point. Although all the slutty pirates and,
reasons why Nate would go.
The wenches.
Yeah, the wenches.
You know, they'll have to have cloaks and things like that. And that's all. That's all at this point.
Fashion over function.
Every time. Die for the look.
All right. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. How excited are you? What are you doing this weekend? I mean, we've got exciting things going on, but what are you doing? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, we've got to talk about Louis Vuitton partnering up with League of Legends.
Baller.
$500 skins incoming.
That's so weird. That conversation will wrap up today's Checkpoint XP Daily. But ahead next, do you think you could tell the difference between traditional sports headlines and esports headlines?
If they're all fake.
Yeah, we're going to find out. Stick around. That's ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Can you spot the fake headline? Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on Fox Sports WBSM 1340 AM in Florence, Alabama, and News Talk WGAC 580 and 95.1 in Augusta, Georgia. Make sure you're following us on our officially partnered Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. We've got a ton of new emotes, including each of our beautiful faces, as well as not one, but two cat emotes. Tali and Fritz, our actual cats, are now Twitch emotes, and there's only one place to get them. It's over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Joe likes to play a game called Spot the Fake. He gives us two things. One of them is real. One of them is not.
Yep.
And I understand that today's game has a little twist.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you guys two headlines. One of them will be real. One of them will be fake. And one of them will come from traditional sports. And one of them will come from esports or gaming.
Ooh.
Yes.
So you guys are either going to be real easy or really hard.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see how this one goes. Yeah. So, all right. Here's your first set of headlines.
All right.
Man sets new record for running beer mile in just over 5 minutes.
What is a beer mile?
So a beer mile, you know how when you run the track, you'd have to run it four times?
Okay.
Yes. You chug a beer, run a lap, chug a beer, run a lap.
Oh, God.
And then you run a mile.
So you throw up at the end of it for sure.
All right. The other one. Gamer finishes seven beers during PUBG match and wins. Sets record.
Okay, so first of all, that second one, I feel like you could do more than seven.
What's the record?
He said it was seven.
Oh, so the record is number of beers and being
the
able
first
to
one's
win.
Real
still
one.
Winning
nope,
a match.
The first
okay.
one's real,
yeah.
The second one's fake.
Because the first one, that's something that people are out there actually trying to do. I feel like if people were trying to do this second one, that would be a lot higher.
There's no way any competition would allow beers next to the stations, okay? Mm-hmm. So here we go. Or is this in his home?
This would be in his home.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'm gonna
not
say
the first one still.
Yeah, I'm gonna say the second one is fake.
Okay, you guys are correct. The second one is fake. Okay.
I don't like that laugh. Don't do that.
He's laughing at his own headlines.
No, I don't. I'm not laughing at my own. I promise you that. All right. Man sues MMO for being addictive and wins.
By the way, an MMO is an online game. Well,
yeah,
for
an
those
massively
game.
multiplayer game.
If we get yelled at one more time about this, I don't know what I'm gonna do.
All
but
right.
Anyway,
new XFL will offer extreme video replay available after each play.
That one's real.
I was going to say, I know that people have tried to sue developers for addicting games before. I don't know if anyone's ever won, because that would be a pretty huge
case. Just Vince is ridiculous enough to allow extreme replay.
Yeah, so I'm going to say the gaming one is the fake.
I'm going to say the XFL one is the fake.
Nate, you are correct.
Yeah!
The XFL one is the fake.
You know what? I just wanted the XFL one to be real.
A man sued Lineage, I believe it was, and won.
Really?
I think that's what the game was. Yeah.
Wow.
That's not even addictive.
Did they go back in time to 1994 to do it?
They would have had to, I feel like.
No.
World's second largest bullfighting tournament canceled after bulls win handily.
I don't care if that is fake. That's just good writing.
Fighting game match ends in draw. Players settle it with real fight.
Damn.
Those are both really good.
I'm gonna have to defer to you on this one, Norris.
You know what?
First of all, I don't think any official tournament would allow them to settle it by real
fighting.
Yeah,
I would say the bullfight.
But at the same time, if the bulls won handily, then how are they going to cancel something that already happened?
Yeah, because there you go. The second
you know
one's
what?
Real.
This is a trick one. They're both fake.
They're not both fake. I'll tell you that.
I'm going to go with the bullfighting is fake.
Okay, Norris, what'd you say?
I said the first one is fake.
Okay,
the bullfight's fake.
All right, no, the bullfighting is real.
Okay.
They had three matadors versus six bulls, and the matadors all lost before the first two bulls were gone, so they just canceled the rest of the event.
Womp
womp.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Esports and Gaming Radio. We're playing a little game that we like to call Spot the Fake. We've got some headlines, some coming from real sports, some coming from esports. We're trying to figure out which one Joe just made up.
Yep. All right. Officers were on PlayStation as cruise ship hits rocks and sinks.
Okay. I believe that
I
in my
too.
Soul.
I believe
actually,
it.
Yeah.
I believe it a lot.
Baseball pitcher demoted after falling asleep in bullpen.
That seems like that could happen too, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like there's no way that a pitcher falling asleep in the bullpen is not something that happens often.
It's got to be something that happens
so
all the time.
I'm going to say
it's
the second
baseball.
One. I'm going to say the second one is fake.
I'm going to say the baseball one is fake.
I'm going to agree as well.
You are correct. That is the fake.
It was a little too vague for me as well.
Well, not just that. It's baseball and people fall asleep all the time.
Everybody falls asleep.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Okay.
French soccer coach suspended. French soccer coach suspected of bribing opponents with halftime wine delivery.
They're French.
Okay.
StarCraft player banned for match fixing wins tournament under false name.
That one's true.
Really? You know that? Like, what? Did you see that headline?
No, but it just seems true. And besides,
if it was going to happen, it would have happened early on in esports
I don't know. I just feel like a French soccer coach wouldn't bribe with wine. He would bribe with prostitutes. So there you go.
Because if there's anything more French than wine, it's prostitutes. All
right, well, I'm going to defer once again to Norris, since he is the soccer expert.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going to say the Frenchie is fake.
No, that is the real one.
Wow.
Coach was suspected of bribing opponents with halftime wine delivery.
League 2 or League 1?
I don't know.
You made noises with your mouth.
You just made stuff
What did
up.
You just actually say?
League 2 or League 1?
League 1 or 2, yeah. All right. Let's see what else we got here. Okay. Violinist cheats her way onto Olympic ski team.
Okay.
Whoa. Okay.
Or Asian League of Legends player mistakenly bets on opposing team, carries own team to victory.
Ooh, that seems real.
Yeah.
That seems real. Especially considering
that's
all the crazy
karma right there.
Especially
too.
The stuff that the crazy stuff that's been going on in that side of the world and league.
I'm gonna say the Olympic one's false.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that one too. That one seems real.
I'm gonna split with these guys, and I'm gonna say the league one is fake.
Nate, you are correct.
Oh,
one is the one I made up. Yep. No,
violinist cheated her way onto a team.
Okay, what is that?
A violinist from, I think, cheated her way onto the Thai. I think it was the Thailand ski team.
Oh, well, no wonder. She walked up with some skis and they were just like, you're on the team.
She faked her times, took dead last, and finished like a minute behind first place or something like that.
But you know what? She can play a mean violin.
That's true. All right, one more.
Yeah, real quick.
Former NBA player busted for possessing heroin and a grenade launcher.
Okay.
Professional Madden player spikes controller after touchdown pass breaks foot.
I'm going to go with the grenade launcher being fake.
Oh, you know
I
what?
Don't know. That's super
sports,
specific.
Sports is wild. Quickly. I'm going to say that's one. That's real. The second one's fake. Yep.
The first one is real. The NBA player did have the grenade launcher.
Oh, man. That's pretty amazing. All right. Well, that's all the time that we have for that. But listen, how many were you able to guess? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. And if you want, submit your own bizarre headlines and make Joe's job a little bit easier next time.
Yes, please.
Coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily, we're going to talk about Louis Vuitton partnering up with League of Legends. Stick around. That conversation is at next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. This is Checkpoint XP, esports and gaming radio. CheckpointXP.com.
Louis Vuitton and League of Legends have announced a partnership. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. I want to thank everyone listening on the Hawk 1340 in Wenatchee, Washington, as well as the Fan 97.1 in Columbus, Ohio. Check out our website over at CheckpointXP.com, and while you're there, make sure you sign up for the Checkpoint XP Nation newsletter. Get behind-the-scenes insight, photos, and access to contests and unique content. All it takes is an email address and a zip code, so sign up today at CheckpointXP.com. League of Legends is about to get really fashionable because they've announced a partnership with Louis Vuitton.
Now this isn't
just need money.
Sounds about right.
Now this isn't actually Louis Vuitton's first foray into gaming.
It's not. They had a partnership with Square Enix a couple of years ago for what was it? Final Fantasy 13.
That was just use Lightning from Final Fantasy 13 as a model.
She was a digital model for their spring collection that year.
But
that's right.
This is their first real venture into esports, and they're actually doing two things. It's I think a 3-year partnership.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So the first thing they're doing is they're creating a trophy case for the Summoner's Cup, which is the award given away at the end of the World Cup.
I'm fine with that.
Now, I just want to say this. Okay, Louis Vuitton has also been known. That's how they made their money, is creating trunks, luggage.
Sure.
That was their claim to fame. So we know this is going to be fly.
I have a question.
Yes.
Who's going to get the case at the end of Worlds? Like, the case actually probably has as much value as the trophy.
It probably does.
Who's going to get the case at the end of it?
I assume whoever wins
the trophy.
Really? Gets the case too, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense
that's,
to me.
That's kind of like a double prize. That's like a bonus prize.
Yeah, that's a sweet prize.
You could float your esports organization if you sold it on eBay.
You probably could.
You know, if you have the salaries are getting tight that month.
One of a kind.
Yeah, exactly.
One of one.
Not only are they creating a case to house the Summoner's Cup, though, they are also one of their designers, fashion designers, digital designers, is heading over to work with Riot to create skins for characters in game based off Louis Vuitton.
So if I'm not mistaken, this is one of the artists for their female line, for the women's line.
The artistic director for women's collections.
Yep. Yes. So we know this is gonna be fly, and as we're probably the only one here that owns any Louis Vuitton.
What Louis Vuitton do you own?
I own a garment bag.
You own a garment bag from Louis Vuitton?
Yes.
When do you use that?
When I travel to fancy places. But that's not the point.
Only to fancy places.
Only to fancy places. If I'm going to Saint-Tropez, I take the bag. But anyway, but the whole thing is that I think this is an amazing idea because, first of all, Riot and other games have proven that, you know, skins are not just a really cool thing in your game. They're a viable income source. Income source. Mm-hmm. And so we don't know the details of the deal that was made, but if Louis Vuitton, first of all, they wouldn't be doing it unless they were getting a cut, obviously.
Just to add on really quick, I'd also like to point out, too, that they are also, along with these in-game character skins, also designing a clothing capsule collection.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
interesting.
They are.
Okay.
So there'll be some merch that you'll be able to cop, which we know will be probably exorbitantly expensive. But the thing is that they make these skins, and we know that skins sell, especially in a game like League of Legends, right? Louis Vuitton does this, and depending on how successful it is, you really think that Prada, Versace, Gucci, the rest of these high-end fashion brands aren't thinking about the same thing.
The question I have for you is, what are these skins going to cost? Are they going to be Louis Vuitton prices?
See, there's a lot of debate about that.
Yeah.
Because I know exactly where you're going to go, Nate. No work actually goes in, work goes into them, right? But materials being used for these. These are goods. There's nothing actually there. When you go out and you buy a $500 pair of shoes, you have a pair of shoes.
Yeah, the shoes can go in your closet to never be worn again.
And you can resell them.
But, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're paying for the name.
You are.
When you buy those.
Essentially.
It depends on what product. In a digital good, definitely. But certain products, the more you pay, usually you do get a higher quality. They last longer.
Yes. But when we're talking about skins here, and again, you know, this is looked at through the lens of microtransactions and the entire ecosystem that exists around microtransactions. Like, I think that this can, depending on the price, can be very troublesome. Like, I think if they come out and they announce $50 skins because enough people will buy them that it will be successful, I think that that's really kind of pushing the envelope of what people will accept for microtransactions and digital games.
I think 50 is on the low side.
I mean, personally, I think 50 is on the low side. But the thing is, though, is that as we know, people continue to buy and consume digital goods. As we know that this thing is not going anywhere, we could talk about loot boxes or whatever, but microtransactions are not going anywhere in video games. And so I think...
And the digital spaces are only getting bigger.
They're only getting bigger. But the thing is that I think if you create a market for this, that this is something that doesn't necessarily completely ruin the ecosystem of microtransactions, because it hasn't ruined the ecosystem of any other economy that it has before. You have luxury goods. So if we have digital goods, why wouldn't we have luxury digital goods too?
I think it's possible. I do think that Riot will be fine in the end, because they'll just say, if you don't want it, don't buy it.
Yeah, sure.
And people won't.
Norris, you can make that argument. It's just, I never want to hear another argument or disagreement on any microtransactions ever again from you. Like that, like the amount of times that you have yourself bristled at the price of a digital good, you've ceded that ground. You have lost that ground. You can no longer make that argument.
Yeah, I can, because I don't have to buy the Louis Vuitton stuff. Now, if I buy it, yeah, I definitely have seeded that ground. But the thing is that there's already $30 plus skins in League of Legends, of which I do not own. I don't have to go out and buy any of these things.
Then why would you advocate it for?
I'm not
advocating for it to be a thing.
I'm not advocating. I'm saying that is merely the reality, and I think it's surprising that it's taken it this long to get to this point.
Yeah, when you look at things in general, when you look at the way that this space operates, there are absolutely people who would buy $100, $200 skins.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It makes me sick, though, just to think about it.
Yeah. Look, as realistic really as responsible does. As we want to try to be, it doesn't matter. I mean, there have been collector's editions of games that have gone for, like, what, $5,000?
And people bought them.
That people buy. It's
Dude,
disgusting.
There's packs in FIFA that come out that are $100+ every year, and people buy them. I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm saying that is the reality. And if there's a creator, if there's a company that sees a point in the market that they could take advantage of, I don't understand why they wouldn't do it. But I'm not advocating.
Someone as big as Riot takes that position. There's no way that we can't have a big conversation about it as gamers. I mean, so much conversation. Yeah, exactly. So much conversation is given to microtransactions and how predatory they can be. The issue is even in front of multiple bodies of government. Like, you can't say that then, oh, well, just try to out a several $100 item because it's exclusive digital goods. That's not going to fly.
I never said that it's not predatory. Of course it's predatory. And especially when you put the name of Louis Vuitton or any other luxury brand behind it. Of course it is. I'm not saying that it's not predatory. I think my point that I'm trying to put out there is I'm merely saying that, one, I'm surprised it took this long, and two, that there's going to be a market for it.
But listen, just because you are personally a fan of Louis Vuitton does not make this okay.
No, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying
then
that
don't
I'm surprised
sell it. Then why are you celebrating it?
Because it's going to be fly.
No, it's not. This is the problem. This
it's
going to
be
this,
fly.
This
and
is
I,
the problem.
But I don't have to buy it, but it's going to be fly.
Well, then you're part of the problem. Admit that you're part of the problem then.
All right, fine.
All right. There you go. We're going to have to leave it right there. But listen, we want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Thanks for joining us for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website, checkpointxp.com, for insight on esports and gaming, as well as a wide collection of podcasts and interviews. Join us Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern, live at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Remember, Robbie's going to be out at the OWL Grand Finals in Philadelphia. Norris and I are traveling out to San Diego for TwitchCon. Make sure you connect with us on social media. If you're going to be out there and you want to get a couple of minutes of our time, we are more than happy to make ourselves available to you. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Brand management by Chad Callahan, and of course my co-hosts who pulled double duty as producers for Checkpoint XP Daily, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan. My name's A. Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint XP, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointxp.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.